Just ahead, row, row, row your pumpkin? But first this note on emerging science from Jen Percy.
Somewhere in the Illinois countryside, a killer is on the loose. They say he has 20/20 vision, uses GPS navigation, and kills his victims with a single deadly blow. But don't worry, he's just a weed killer. Agricultural engineers at the University of Illinois built a search and destroy robot designed to roam farm fields and hunt down problematic weeds. The robot is 2 feet tall, is powered by solar panels, and can travel up to 3 miles an hour. It's equipped with a speedy computer, an 80 gigabyte hard drive, and even has a wireless internet connection. The computer helps identify a plant's features, letting the robot know what is and isn't a weed. When it finds a weed, it snips it with its robotic arm and dabs a bit of herbicide on the cut stem. Currently, herbicide is applied either from airplanes or through irrigation systems. Engineers hope replacing this equipment with lots of tiny solar-paneled robots will reduce the use of harmful chemicals and make the farm more energy efficient. But researchers stress that the robot is still a prototype and is quite costly. So don't expect your fields to be getting greener anytime soon. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Jennifer Percy.
If you enjoy listening to Living on Earth, chances are you have some pretty good ideas about things people should hear about the environment. Good news, bad news, or just plain interesting. If you think it would make a worthwhile story for the radio, please get in touch. You can zap us an email at comments@loe.org or call the Living on Earth listener line at 800-218-9988 or write 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. It's Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.